clarification: this story originally paraphrased Dwyer as saying that Campbell had chosen to move up her retirement date. He did not use that word, but did confirm that Campbell had retired earlier than she had previously planned and had not been fired. On November 23, Sturgeon Public spokesperson Karen Muir sent an email saying that Campbell had not retired, despite a previous statement from the district wishing Campbell all the best in her retirement, but had instead gone on extended medical leave due to knee surgery, with Walter appointed as her replacement. Campbell's official June 2022 retirement date had not changed. This story has been rewritten to account for this new information. Sturgeon Public trustees are looking for a new superintendent after their previous one stepped down for medical reasons last week. Sturgeon Public Schools Chair Joe Dwyer released a statement November 4 announcing the retirement of Superintendent Mary Lynn Campbell, who has been the board's top administrator since 2018. An October 14 letter sent to Morinville Town Council indicated that Campbell had announced plans October 13 to retire in June 2022 after 40 years of work in education. In an interview, Dwyer confirmed that Campbell had retired sooner than she had previously announced, and had not been fired. He would not elaborate on the reasons for the change, but thanked Campbell for her years of service. In an email November 23, district spokesperson Karen Murrer said that Campbell had not actually retired early. Instead, she was on extended medical leave recovering from knee replacement surgery, and still planned to officially retire next June. Dwyer said Associate Superintendent of Education Services Shauna Walter has been appointed acting superintendent as of November 4 and will remain in that role for the 2021-2022 school year. We know that Shauna has the right stuff to lead us in this time of transition, and we are looking forward to exciting days ahead, Dwyer said in the statement. Sturgeon Public trustees aim to have a permanent superintendent in place by July 2022.